Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where the theme for today, national unity. What kinds of ideas, what kinds of symbols, what kinds of music can actually unite the nation? That's the whole idea of a national anthem, isn't it? That there is one song that speaks for the entire nation. And we've had, since 1931, an official national anthem. So, almost 100 years, the Star-Spangled Banner. But, of course, right now there is a drive to cancel it. And what should the replacement be? We will get to that. We will also be talking with the President's Economic Advisor, Steve Moore. And he's saying, for the second term, big focus on infrastructure. Building roads and highways and bridges and airports. It's a great jobs program, by the way. Very expensive. So two questions. Where's the money come from? And why didn't President Trump do more of that in his first term? He promised he would. We will get to that with Stephen Moore. We will also be speaking later on to Doug Schoen, who says that actually, if you look at the primaries that occurred across the country this week, they showed hidden strength for the President of the United States. We will get to that. Okay, first off, on the Star-Spangled Banner issue, there's a piece that's been drawing a great deal of controversy by Jody Rosen in the LA Times. And Jody Rosen is a guy. And he is also somebody who has written stuff before that I've respected. He wrote a book about the wonderful song White Christmas, written by Irving Berlin, with great respect for that song and what it meant and how it's touched people, and he's a great fan of Irving Berlin, and that's appropriate. So why not Irving Berlin's God Bless America? And he says, God Bless America has vernacular punch, but it's uncomplicated patriotism. God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. Doesn't wash in 2020. Is that true, that uncomplicated patriotism doesn't wash anymore? So, first of all, if you're in favor of canceling the Star-Spangled Banner, and as a matter of fact, in the National Football League, apparently in the opening games, they're not going to do the Star-Spangled Banner. No, they're not, because I think they want to avoid this whole problem of kneeling and how many are going to kneel and who's going to stand. And so they're playing Lift Every Voice and Sing. And Lift Every Voice and Sing is this poem written in 1900. It was set to music in 1905. And it was written by James Weldon Johnson, who was an official with the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. And that's what they called it. I'm not using it. It's colored people is what it is, NAACP. And Jody Rosen says, well, we could consider replacing the national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, with Lift Every Voice and Sing. But he says some of the same problems that you have with the Star-Spangled Banner are there with Lift Every Voice and Sing. It's very old-fashioned language. It is. It's beautiful language, and it's quite a nice song. And the song is difficult to sing. The music isn't first rate. And he quotes Frank Sinatra saying of the Star-Spangled Banner, it's a terrible piece of music. If you took a poll among singers, it would lose 100-0. I'm not sure that's true. And Jody Rosen writes, a song with words few people understand, which fewer can sing, whose sound and spirit bear no relation to our catchy, witty, unpretentious, homegrown musical forms. Is this really what we want to hear when we rise to honor America? So then he considers some other choices. Not just lift every voice and sing and God bless America, but he suggests that there are a lot of people. In recent weeks, suggestions for alternate national anthems have circulated online. The writer and critic Kevin Powell proposed this as our national anthem. Listen. 10. Here's a national anthem. Okay, the guy who proposed this, his name is Kevin Powell, said this is the most beautiful, unifying, all people, all backgrounds together kind of song you could have. You cannot have a national anthem, I'm sorry, that begins with "Imagine there's no country." that's a national suicide ballad, not a national anthem. I'm sorry. Here's what Jody Rosen said about that. He said, "Imagine is less stodgy than the Star Spangled Banner, but it's no less British." And I'm not sure that it's drippy utopianism, a multimillionaire's daydream of a world with no possessions, strikes the apt note. I'm sure it does not strike the apt note. And look, the Star Spangled Banner is expressly religious. It has the lyric in it, "This be our motto, in God is our trust." That's where we get the term, "In God we trust." It's from the national anthem, written in the original version in 1814. And when they say that it was British, and that counts against it, they're talking about the melody, not the poem. The poem is American and very anti-British. But the melody behind it, "Anacreon in Heaven," was indeed a drinking song for a British gentleman's club. And I do think it's easier to sing if you've had a few. Then there are other people who have suggested more political national anthems. For instance, let's play an example of an inspiring song that would probably be maybe less unifying than we need. I'm talking about number 13, clip 13, Jeremy.
We don't care if you're white, don't care if you're black, we don't care if you're gay, we're all under attack. We don't care if you're rich, don't care if you're poor, we just know what we're fighting for. Sing it. Real women for Trump. We don't need no liberal chump. Yeah, real women for Trump. Oh, yeah.
You probably did notice that the Chicks, used to be known as the Dixie Chicks, had put out this number, did you? Well, no, it's not them. It's the Deplorable Choir, "A Real Women Vote for Trump." No, not a national anthem. Look, there's an obvious choice here. The choice that Jody Rosen asks for and actually goes on at some length arguing for is kind of a surprise, but it had become something of an anthem of hope and renewal in the midst of the pandemic. What is it? We'll tell you, and I'll give you my own verdict. I'm by the way, okay with the Star Spangled Banner, but I think we do have a better choice. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Full job!
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Full trust!
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at The Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at The Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No, hey Jude doesn't really work as a national anthem, I don't think. Or Let It Be. But maybe we can Let It Be. We're talking about a big piece, and it's a long, and it's, by the way, it's not a stupid piece. It's not. But what it does is it gives a fair treatment of why it is that some people object to the national anthem. There are two basic raps against the Star Spangled Banner, plus the one that the author of this LA Times piece emphasizes. The one he emphasizes is it's tough to sing. it's just not one of those easy, catchy songs. We have a lot of easy, catchy songs in America, and American music is full of it. This is not a British, it is not an American melody, it's a British melody, and it's difficult. The other raps against the Star Spangled Banner, Francis Scott Key was a slave owner. He was not some kind of massive plantation owner or slave owner. He was also not a big advocate of slavery. He was identified generally with the Democratic Party at the time, which was deeply in favor of slavery. But there's also an objection to a lyric in the third verse of the Star Spangled Banner. And the lyric says, "No refuge could save the hiring and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave." And there are people who argue against the Star Spangled Banner, like Jason Johnson says that because of that line, "No refuge could save the hiring and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave," that line is aimed at black people who had joined the British. There weren't many of them, but there were some, because the British promised that any black slaves who ran away and joined the British Army and fought against their masters would get liberated. And, of course, that didn't work very well because the British eventually, though they did very well in the war, we didn't really win the War of 1812. But basically, none of that worked out. And there's a book on the Star Spangled Banner by Mark Ferris. And what he says, Key was likely using the term slave more loosely to describe, quote, all of the monarch's loyal subjects, including British troops, as contrasted with free patriot Americans. And I think in context, it's pretty clear that's the case. There's another alternative if people are so much objecting. Is nobody sings the third stanza of the national anthem, or the second, or the fourth. Drop them. I'd like to keep the fourth stanza. You don't have to sing it. But the actual suggestion by Jody Rosen for our national anthem is a song that has been in the news recently because the composer, Bill Withers, recently died. And it's a great song. But is this a national anthem? Listen.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain. We all have sorrow. But if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow.
Lean on me.
It's a great song. There's no question it's a great song. But a national anthem and stressing we all need someone to lean on, I think this would be interpreted by a lot of people on the left as a classic text of our interdependency and why we all need government intervention so much. Would that be too much to say if they made this the national anthem? Because generally with a national anthem, you're trying to express something that is essential to the unique experience of that nation. And the Star Spangled Banner does that. Yes, it refers to wartime, but we've had our share of wars. And those shares of wars have honored the land of the free and the home of the brave. And by the way, if we wanted to change that offending verse of the national anthem, there's one really easy way to do it, which is using some lyrics that were written during the Civil War to replace the lyrics about the hiring and slave. Is in the midst of the Civil War, Oliver Wendell Holmes Sr., poet, the father of the Supreme Court Justice, wrote, "When our land is illumined with liberty's smile, if a foe from within strike a blow at her glory, down, down with the traitor that dares to defile the flag of her stars and the page of her story. By the millions unchained who our birthright have gained, we will keep her bright blazon forever unstained. And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave, while the land of the free is the home of the brave." Pretty good. And by the way, and it refers to emancipation. It refers to what they want to play for Juneteenth. And my personal choice, I have always thought that America the Beautiful, however you sing it, is really the right choice. This is my favorite, everybody's favorite version.
America, sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee. He made me crown that good. Yes, he did.
Okay, the Ray Charles version of America the Beautiful, any version of America the Beautiful, that is a beautiful song. Guess what? They're not changing the national anthem. But there will be a change of focus in a Trump second term if we get one. And how do you deal with infrastructure as part of that? We'll be talking to Stephen Moore, economic advisor to the president, coming up.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, supports another coronavirus stimulus bill.
I think we need to be focusing on jobs. We need to be focusing on the health of our children, our health care, and get America through this pandemic. Most importantly, we need to help our schools and daycares to make sure when they open, they're able to open safely.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is battling liver cancer again. She began chemotherapy in May to fight the condition. The 87-year-old's treatment is going well, and she added she's fully able to continue on the court. The Department of Defense has banned the display of Confederate flags from military bases and other installations. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, in a memo issued to members of the military, said that only certain flags could be flown. The Confederate flag was not among them. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show. Stephen Moore is with FreedomWorks. He's with Heritage Foundation. He is one of the leading conservative economic commentators in the United States. He has also been an informal but fairly persistent advisor to President Trump since the campaign. Helped to shape the, in my opinion, very successful and needed Trump tax reforms back in the first 2 years of the Trump presidency. And Stephen has recently been writing about infrastructure and writing about reopening schools as a necessary step for rebuilding the economy. Stephen, let me first ask you about something I heard that you were saying recently about a big infrastructure plan, which would probably have a lot of bipartisan support, would be an effective political tool that President Trump could use. Why didn't he concentrate on infrastructure a little bit more during his first term, particularly when he had two houses of Congress that were both Republican?
Well, the problem was that we couldn't, what we mean by infrastructure and what the Democrats mean by infrastructure are entirely different things. So we wanted to build roads, we wanted to improve our bridges and highways and our airports and our port systems and our electric grid system. The Democrats wanted to build mass transit and they wanted green energy. And so we couldn't quite get any kind of agreement on that. This is really interesting that you asked about infrastructure, Michael, because a story that kind of got buried in the tax sections of the newspaper from last week was that one of the major pipeline infrastructure projects that's been in planning now for 6 or 7 or 8 years this is called the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, which would bring a lot of that oil and gas development from Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia into the South and also up into areas like Boston. The environmentalists killed that project. They killed it. And that means, I mean, how stupid is this? So that means instead of getting our natural gas from the middle of Pennsylvania up about 200 miles, 250 miles to Pennsylvania, now Boston has to get their oil, their gas from Russia shipped in to to the Boston Harbor. I mean, it just doesn't even make any sense why we would block that, but the environmentalists did.
How could they do that? I mean, is this just basically state power in the state of Massachusetts?
What they did is that they erected one regulatory challenge after another, after another, after another, after another. These people are very good at it. What happened was the investors, just after 6 years of waiting, they finally just threw in the towel and said, okay, you guys win. We can't keep, you know, investing money into something if you're going to keep erecting these. And then, by the way, the big winner there, obviously, in a situation like that, is not, you know, they say, oh, first endangered species, then the Clean Water Act, then this and that. By the way, pipelines are by far the safest way to transport oil and gas, much safer than by rail and by truck. But the person who's the big winner, of course, is Putin and Russia. So we shoot ourselves in the foot.
Okay, but President Trump, as President of the United States, and what we are building, they are building the Keystone Pipeline, right? That's still going forward.
Well, even that one has run into a bunch of problems in terms of regulatory hurdles as well. I mean, that's the infrastructure we need, because we have more oil and gas than any other country in the world. That's been bottled up a bit. It's proceeding, but at a slow pace. So that's a bit of a problem. But we do need, you know, I get frustrated. Everybody gets frustrated with the condition of our roads and our highways. And we just haven't done a good enough job with the upkeep of this.
Okay. Do you think that President Trump is going to try, in this late stage of his first term, to make more of an emphasis on repairing potholes, things that are have nonpartisan popularity?
Well, the problem is that, you know, that we right now, what I've been engaged in for the last week is these negotiations, you know, between Pelosi and Trump on this phase four deal. And this is a big deal. We're talking about spending another $1.5 trillion. We're spending trillions of dollars like they're candy right now in Washington. And so what's happened is that there was some talk about putting infrastructure spending in that bill, but the problem is these are not shovel-ready projects, to borrow a phrase from Obama. So you wouldn't even get the concrete poured until probably the middle of next year, which doesn't help the immediate situation. So the big issue right now is whether we do a payroll tax suspension for workers and businesses, which is something I favor and our Laffer favors and Trump favors, or Pelosi wants to do. This is important, Michael. Pelosi is insisting that we continue with this $600 a week unemployment benefit, which, by the way, is on top of normal unemployment benefits. And I don't know if
it's $600 a month. Is it six? It's not $600 a week, is it? It's $600 a month.
A week. So people are getting paid more money now for not working than for working. Four out of five unemployed workers today are getting more money for not working than working, and Pelosi wants to extend that for six more months. And what we're saying to Donald Trump is, if you do that, you're not going to get reelected, of course, because you're not going to have you're going to have a situation where you have 25 million unemployed people and 8 million jobs unfilled in the country.
Okay, so right now we're looking at the economic problems, and of course that's your bailiwick. But don't you accept the proposition that there won't be any kind of massive economic, sharp economic recovery until the pandemic is at least under control?
Look, I think that the evidence is pretty clear that shutting down businesses and I don't have a problem with shutting down bars. I don't think it's wise to go into very crowded places indoors where you don't have good circulation. We know that's the kind of thing that spreads this disease. But, you know, ultimately, I think it's becoming pretty clear that the way we're going to solve this problem is by getting just mass immunity to it. And it passes through. I mean, Europe is now done with it for the most part. Asia is pretty much done with it. The Northeast is pretty much done with it. It passes through like a tornado. And now it's going through the southern states. It's going through South Carolina and Georgia and Florida and Arizona and, you know, southern part of California. But, you know, I think the best evidence from what's happened around the world is that this will, you know, that they're going to have about another bad month, and then it's going to pass through here. And hopefully by the fall, we'll see this, you know, a dramatic reduction in the number of cases and deaths. But it's hard to predict. We've never lived through anything like this before.
You know, I know parents on all sides of this, of school-age children, and some parents who desperately want their kids to go back to school as soon as possible, and others who feel very uncertain about even sending them back to school if the schools are opened right now. What do you say to parents who are genuinely continue to worry about the rising number of cases?
Well, first of all, you've known me for a long time, Michael. I'm pretty much a libertarian. I think that this should be, the choice should be up to the parents. The parents should be making these decisions, not, you know, mayors and not school board members. Parents should make the decision. Now, if the school boards decide that they want to shut down the city schools or the, you know, the municipal neighborhood schools, public schools, and I believe, and I've talked to the president about this, we should provide a $10,000 school voucher to any parent who does want to send their kids to schools. I mean, we cannot go a full, this will be a full year of 9 and 10 and 11 and 12-year-olds not getting schooling. The long-distance schooling is not working, Michael. It's just not working, especially for the kids in the bottom half. The motivated kids...
Okay, so just very quickly, something else that's not working, we're projecting out to a $4 trillion deficit this year.
Yeah.
Is that going to be similar to what we have next year? Are we going to have another $4 trillion deficit, you think?
Well, it depends on who gets re-elected president next year. But hopefully this is just a one-time massive spending binge. But you're right, I'm horrified by this. Yeah, you know, I'm a fiscal conservative. I've been telling you.
I know, and we've talked.
Stop spending money.
That's always a good advice and good last words, not last words, but last words for this segment with Stephen Moore. You can read his most recent columns. They're posted up at michaelmedved.com. We'll also talk now about more on the Redskins crisis. No, really, something new coming up. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved Show. America has never before looked like or been a frivolous country. Basically flighty and silly and inconsequential. But you know what? We look more and more like that. The two stories I want to cover here with you. One of them involves our tweet of the day.
Page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the tweet alert involves the mayor of Seattle, who tweets at Mayor Jenny. That's Jenny Durkin. And she tweeted about something not happening in Seattle, though there's, thank God, there's less happening here than in Portland, where there are riots every night, and it's been going on for, it's going on 8 weeks now. In any event, there's a headline that she tweeted about, and the headline said, "Federal law enforcement use unmarked vehicles to grab protesters off Portland streets." Okay, because of the violence and the property destruction, which is costing businesses and taxpayers in Portland, literally, it's going to be in excess of $1 billion when all is said and done. Of the stupid destruction and the pointlessness and the confrontations with police every night. So they have a curfew. And the curfew is 10 p.m. You can't be hanging around and hanging out there at 10 p.m. And this is what Mayor Jenny says about the federal law enforcement use unmarked vehicles to grab protesters off Portland streets. She says, "Now our worst fears about this president's threats and actions have proven to be true." The fact that just months before a contested election, our president would authorize federal action in our cities is chilling. He's authorizing federal actions to protect a federal courthouse because the federal law enforcement was there to protect the courthouse. They have the Mark O. Hatfield Federal Courthouse. And that's what federal law enforcement is supposed to protect. Now, we're not talking about the 101st Airborne. They didn't parachute in. But for goodness sake, if Jenny Durkin, The whole threat to use federal troops was a way to force her, because she wasn't listening to her constituents, she wasn't listening to the people who elected her. Nobody wanted that shop nonsense to go on again, with literally millions of dollars in property destruction and lost business and pain for the people. Here's the story from that headline, federal law enforcement use unmarked vehicles to grab protesters off Portland streets. In the early hours of July 15th, after a long night spent protesting at the Multnomah County Justice Center in the Marco Hatfield Federal Courthouse, Mark Pettibone and his friend Connor O'Shea decided to head home. It had been a calm night compared to most press protesting downtown. By 2 a.m., law enforcement hadn't used any tear gas, and with only a few exceptions, both the Portland Police Bureau and federal law enforcement officers had stayed out of sight. But a block west of Chapman Street, Pettibone and O'Shea bumped into a group of people who warned them that people in camouflage were driving around the area in unmarked minivans grabbing people off the street. So that was terrifying to hear. Okay. Oh. Can we just get something clear here? They're here at 2 a.m. Now, I know it's supposed to be a sign of whiteness to care about schedules and to care about timing, but I'm sorry. If you have a curfew for public safety reasons and to allow the city of Portland to come back to life, maybe, if you have a curfew of 10 p.m. and you're there at 2 a.m., The idea that it's somehow an outrage that you get picked up for violation of curfew. They had barely made it a half a block when an unmarked minivan pulled up in front of them. I see guys in camo, O'Shea said. Four or five of them pop out, open the door, and it was just like, O.S., I don't know who you are or what you want with us. What they want with you, and it became very clear, was obey the damn curfew, would you please? It's the law. Okay, speaking of the law, a big headline here about the Washington football team, which is still unnamed, though a number of people have suggested that now that they're no longer the Redskins, they should be named the Gropers. Headline in the sports section, 15 women make accusations of harassment. Harassment, verbal abuse complaints span most of Dan Snyder's ownership tenure in Washington, D.C. Okay, this is a very, very long article, and much of it is based on the testimony of one woman named Emily Applegate, who worked with the Redskins organization for about a year. She had this to say about this complaint that came out in a huge article in the Washington Post, 19A.
I had a, week maybe or so that was great. And I was like, yes, this is exactly what I wanted and what was explained to me. And this is going to be great. And then, you get your first, screaming at you for something that it's not your fault. And then somebody makes a comment to you about what you're wearing, and it just snowballs from there. And it really took most people no time to comment on my appearance. And it really took no time for Mitch to let me know that I was incompetent of doing small tasks that he was demanding of me.
Okay, is it possible she was incompetent? Again, when you read this entire thing, by the way, this explains, and there are all kinds of people whose careers have been ruined. The voice of the Redskins was a guy named Larry Michael. He's been there 16 years as the team's lead play-by-play broadcaster. Gone. Among his mostly male staff, writes the Washington Post. On the video and digital teams, Michael for years had become a growing source of discomfort, according to four former employers, because of his penchant for off-color commentary about female colleagues. Okay, I think that's awful and it's inappropriate, but is it not possible to say that, okay, that commentary makes me uncomfortable? This is one of those things where we had sort of forgotten, because we have a pandemic going on and we have a racial crisis and we have an economic crisis, we'd sort of forgotten about the hashtag MeToo thing, but this is an attempt by the Washington Post to bring it back. I think it also explains why Dan Snyder ended up caving when he did on the name of the team. Because right now, with so many prominent people from the team having resigned, having been pushed out, having been disgraced, now facing a huge lawsuit, Dan Snyder, the owner of the team, has said, well, we're going to do a full investigation. But there are 15 different women, and basically what they're complaining about is a culture where one of the complaints is that an administrator, an executive with the Washington Redskins, asked some of the cheerleaders to flirt with some of the big bucks patrons who had bought suites to watch pro football. The question is, and this has come up before about the Washington Redskins cheerleaders. Where are we going? That we have to go the direction of the LA Rams and have only male cheerleaders because female cheerleaders are sometimes objectified? And actually, this whole story, which goes on and on and on and on, and I hope it doesn't delay renaming the team, because there are all kinds of rude suggestions you could make about renaming the team right now. But with all of this going on, I think it reminds us of, in perspective, how the outrages that people like Emily Applegate were talking about, which do not include Harvey Weinstein or Jeffrey Epstein kinds of stuff like that involve real assault, it involves insensitive comments. And you know what? We've got bigger problems, don't you think, in the United States of America than insensitive content comments? Some of those problems include the economy and the future prosperity of this country, and also the existence of the movie industry. We'll talk about that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.